parents, we want to give our kids the best jumping off point we can. If we nurture a healthy self-image in our children, we will have pretty much achieved our goal, because the rest will follow. We'll discuss how to go about doing this on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a really well-worded question that went like this. What are some of the things that I can do to develop a healthy self-image in my children? I don't want them to grow up thinking the world revolves around them, but I do want to instill in them a proper sense of self-respect and of their own value as a person. How should I go about it? To build healthy and balanced self-esteem in your kids, begin by instilling in them a deep understanding of the biblical doctrine of creation. Tell each child you are infinitely valuable because God made you. Not only that, but He made you in His own image. In ways we will never fully be able to explain, you are like God. As a result, you have the ability to enjoy a personal relationship with Him. You are a masterpiece of God's creativity, unique in all creation. It would also be a good idea to expand on the principle of your child's uniqueness in the eyes of God. Ask each kid, what is it about you that makes you who you are? What gets you excited? What do you love to do most? Explore their strengths and natural inclinations and help them get enthused about developing their abilities in these areas. At the same time, identify their weaknesses and assure them that it's okay not to be good at everything. Help them to sense that they are known by you and that you fully accept them for who they are. Praise them when they do something right, but avoid mere flattery. So for example, you could say, you may not have scored a goal in that last soccer game, but you played well, and I know you've worked very hard in practice to become the best player you can be. From here, move on to talk about God's love. Underscore the idea that His love is unconditional, that there is nothing we have to do to earn it. Point out that God loves us simply because He is our Father and we are His children. Then ask, what do you think this says about our relationship? Drive home the idea that there is nothing your children need to do in order to be loved by you. Express your love verbally whenever you get the chance. Write notes to your kids, telling them that you're thinking of them and praying for them. And be liberal with hugs and kisses. Even a little bit of physical affection goes a long way. Once your kids are on the road to a positive self-image, how do you keep them from going over the edge on the other side of the ledger? How do you prevent them from succumbing to the temptation to worship themselves as minor deities and to expect the same treatment from everyone else? That should be relatively easy. A good dose of reality from time to time, a bad grade on a report card or a disappointing loss on the soccer field, should help suffice to do the trick, especially if you're around to help them understand the significance of the situation. Healthy amounts of balanced discipline and loving correction will also go a long way in discouraging attitudes of entitlement and self-centeredness. You can also direct their attention to what the scriptures have to say on this point. For instance, Romans 12:3 says, "Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to." Or Philippians 2:4, "Look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." As opportunities arise, encourage your kids to notice and celebrate the strengths and positive qualities of other people. Help them to understand that they don't need to view these people as threats, and that being loved doesn't depend on being number one. One last thought. If you want your children to have a healthy self-image, work on having a healthy self-image yourself. Good attitudes toward life are usually caught rather than taught. If you have a good concept of who you are in the sight of God, that's going to rub off on other people around you. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.